Hashem, the first topic for today on Daf Yud Beis is the topic of Safek by a Birchas Hanenin. What if a person is unsure if he has to make a bracha, if the halacha mandates that he needs to make a bracha, if he's not sure if he made a bracha? Do we evoke the rules of Safek Brachos Lahakel, or do we not? In general, the general rule of thumb is if one has a Safek for a bracha, one should go lekula, not make it. Presumably based on the idea that saying the Shem Hashem Lashav is an Issa D'Oraisa, and most brachos are Dine D'Rabbanan. Tosfos, Braschel Lo Lasuye, explains that our Gemara on Yud Beis Amud Aleph, that had a suffix, what happens if I have the inappropriate kavana of what bracha I am going to make when I thought that I was about to drink wine, and I said, Baruch Ato Hashem, having in mind wine. And then I concluded with the appropriate bracha, because I was drinking beer, and I concluded with a shahakol. So the Rif paskins that you're yotze, because we evoke the general rule of Safek brachos lekula. The Ri, however, disagrees. And the Ri doesn't explain exactly why, but Rabbi Akiva Eger suggests a very famous explanation. Rabbi Akiva Eger in the Gilgal Hasha says that the reason why one needs to make a bracha again when we have a suffix in halacha, what bracha should be made, is because there are two components of Berchas Hanenin. One is the mitzvah derabbanan, and the other is the famous Gemara on Lamed Hei, Amud Aleph, where the Gemara quotes two psukim. On one hand, the Gemara says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, Lashem hu aretz umloa, Kodesh Baruch Hu has dominion over the entire world. That's found in Tehillim Lamed Dalet. On the other hand, another pasuk in Tehillim, in Kuf Tezvav, says the Gemara in the last line, Lamed Hayim Alf, it says, Hashamayim shamayim Lashem v'aretz nasan levnei adam. Says the Gemara, kan kodim lebracha, kan lachar abracha. You're not entitled to the food until you make a bracha. Some Rishonim explain, and this was dramatized to me from both the Svarim as well as from my dear Rebbe in New York, Rav Schechter Shlita. I'll fill in some of the details of it. When he said this, that Rav Soloveitchik said, the bracha is a matir. It's a matir. It's what allows you to eat the food. In other words, the food is aser. Says Rabbi Akiva Eger along the lines that Rav Soloveitchik said, and that is that the food is macholos asuros. He doesn't use the word macholos asuros. Alberches hanenin also lachol b'lo bracha. It's not, you're not allowed to eat it without a bracha. So therefore, there's an iser involved. So if there's an iser involved, so the rule safek brachos lekula is if there's a question of a mitzvah. However, if there's an iser involved, so then we have the rule, of course, of a safek which goes L'chumra, for a Safek Yisur. Rav Schechter developed this, I remember in the summer, a few summers ago, that I learned this in New York, in a summer kollel, and we went to visit Rav Schechter, talking and learning in Maseches Brachos. At the time we had developed, and Be'ezer Hashem, our recorded shiurim we have, the Iyun shiurim, not the Daf Yomi shiurim, we developed the Shitas HaRishon, that Kemat Seydes Mefurish, that there, we look at the bracha as a matter for Isurim. Rav Schechter presented this from the Rav Soloveitchik, and then he raised his hands and he said, but it doesn't work la halacha, because of the following naskemina. In Simin Ayin Aleph, the Mechaber paskins that a person who's chas v'chalil and avel is potter from all mitzvahs. Some Rishonim claim that not only is the avel potter from mitzvos, but as well, he'll be potter from all brachos. So it would be logical. Yet, some Rishonim disagree, and they say that when it comes to brachos, brachos are different because we're dealing with an isur, and isurim all apply to an avil. That's all mefurish in the poskim. However, if you take a look in the Shulchan Aruch, as well as in the Mishnah Berurah, it could be found in the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Ayin Aleph, Sivkot and Dalet. It says that an onen who is potter from mitzvahs, He is potter. If I said avel, I had misspoken earlier. We're talking about an onain. An onain is potter from mitzvos. The mechaber says potter mikriyashon with tefila. And this is borne out by many poskim, and this is how we follow la halacha. Based on this, Rav Shechter said that it's clear to him that Birchas HaMitzvah is a mitzvah, Birchas Hanenen is a mitzvah. It is not a matir. Chacham Avadi Yosef, if I'm not mistaken as well, I heard from Rav Rafi Ronis on another summer that I learned with the Talmidim, Birchas Hanenen. He also develops this idea that we do not paskin like this approach, even though it's a legitimate approach. Hence, the position that we have in Tosfos that says that we follow, if you have a suffix in brachos l'chumra, because we view the bracha as one that makes the food mutter, which was asr, and therefore modeled after the din d'oraisa of isur, that rule that Rabbi Akiva Eger introduced to our Tosas does not seem to be accepted la halacha. It's interesting to note, in the Sefer Shashua Ephraim, from Rabbi Ephraim Kirshenbaum, he points out that the Gra even takes this Tosas further, and the Gra in Simon Reish Tessiv Beis, as well as Simon Tuf Pei Zayin Sif Aleph, points out that we even extend Tosas' rule not only for Birchas Hanenin, as well as for other brachos of tefillah as well. It would seem that the Gra also does not understand the suffix of Tosas based on an Isser idea, but rather he seems to understand it in a different way. Take a look on page Lamites in the Sefer Shashua Ephraim. Bottom line, halacha lemaisa, if a person has a suffix of a Birchas Hanenin, it is quite clear that we do not, as Rav Shechter and Chacham Avadia had proven, we do not view it as a shail of Macholos Asuros, and it would follow the regular rules of Safek Brachos Lahakel. Just an interesting historical note, when I took my Talmidim to Rav Shechter in Tannersville at the time that we were learning Hilchos Brachos, in Birchas Hanen, in the beautiful Perikets Samavarchin, Rav Shechter sat with us for hours, must have been 5-6 hours in the summer, he's quite relaxed, and he sat with us for hours. I dropped my son off by one of my Talmidim's parents, the Thalheim, and many hours later, after playing with the Thalheim children, he came back, my son came back, and he said, Abba, where were you learning with Rav Shechter? So I pointed him by the benches outside of Rav Shechter's house on the lawn. He said to me, Abba, where's the Svarim? As a child, he's used to a pile of Svarim. It turned out that we had spent those 5-6 hours of Shechter spoke to us nonstop without opening a single Sefer once. He was talking in Sugyas without opening a Sefer once. I remember what an impression it had on us and how one can grow in Torah. One of my friends, Rabbi Ephraim Green, says that Shechter attributes his koach in Torah for the fact that he always learned Torah b'simcha. This is a compass of something that we should look towards. Also, not to be afraid to talk and learning even without Sfarim as well. Bezer Hashem, the second halacha topic from Daf Yud Beis, appears on Yud Beis Amud Beis, and that is the discussion of the special additions and changes for the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. The Gemara has a difference of opinion of whether one needs to repeat Shemana Esrei if one unintentionally says Hakel HaKadosh, in place of Amel HaKadosh, intentionally or unintentionally, the person is going to need to return, according to Halacha, Lefi Rabbah. Even though the Gemara points out that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who sits in judgment, is also referred to in Yeshayahu as Hakel HaKadosh, nevertheless, the special appellation of someone who is Mare Malchusa Lishbot Esam, who shows his Malchus, is expressed in Amel HaKadosh, and it seems that it is chiyuv for us to express it in the tefillah. Tells us in Dibur HaMaaseh, Hilchos Kavosei de Rabbah says that this is the halacha, that if a person forgets, he has to repeat Shemona Esrei again. However, here, Tosos, in his next line, says something extremely controversial, which, ultimately, we do not follow the halacha. Tosfos says that this does not only apply to Amel HaKadosh, but it applies also to the other additions as well in Shemona Esrei during Aseret Yemei Teshuva. Before the bracha of Mechayim Meisim, we say Micha Mocha Avarachim Zochay Tzuv L'Chayim Berachamim. Before the bracha of Magen Avos, we say Zochreinu L'Chayim Melechofes B'Chayim, etc. As well as at the end of Shemona Esrei. And Tosus gives a compelling argument. The kol hamishana mimatbeah shetavu chachamim ein yoytze yidei chavasai. If this is the way Chazal said we have to daven and we change from it, so then in such a case you were in yotze yochiyuv. Even though it's not mentioned in brachos yudbeis and yudbeis, some of the rishonim point out that these appellations are found in Maseches Sofrim. And if that's so then what would be appropriate is the rule, Kol HaMashan Metvei HaShetov HaChacham. The Rush disagrees. The Rush says that one does not repeat. The Rush on our Gemara says that one does not repeat Shemona Esrei, and as we're going to see, this is how we follow Halacha Lamaisa. How is the Rush going to answer the rule, Kol HaMashan Metvei HaShetov HaChacham? So the Beis Yosef concludes in Tav Kuf Pei Beis, Sif Hei, with the following argument. He says the rule of Kol HaMishan Mematbeah Shatavu Chachamim only applies to those things that are explicitly mentioned by Chazal. Those things that were added in later on, even if it has the tokif, the strength of the custom, that does not follow as the rule of Kol HaMishan Mematbeah Shatavu Chachamim. Hence points out the Drisha. Over here, since it is not found in the Gemara itself, it is brought down in Maseches Sofrim. And Maseches Sofrim is a collector's item. The Drisha says does not have the same status as the other rabbinic works. Hence, it would not qualify as Kol Mishan Matbeah Shetavu Chachamim. And even though Rishonim had seen that Rabbeinu Tam said any time you didn't say Shemona Esrei is a way, the Gemara says that one should say it, then in such a case you need to repeat, those are things that are found in the standard Maseches and not considered like the basic canon of Chazal. To quote the expression used by the Rush in Hilchos Sefer Torah, as the Drisha quotes it, that in the Shailas of Psuchas and Stumas, Ki Masechta Sofer Mischaber Midoros Acharonim V'lo Huva Midvarav B'Talmud. And hence, it's not considered of the same level of canon as the Gemaras themselves. Hence, we have this distinction in Simen Tav Kuf Pei Beis in the Shulchan Aruch, that on the one hand, the Mechaber paskins that if a person forgets to say a Melech HaKadosh, he has to repeat Shemona Esrei. We will discuss what happens if he remembers in the middle. However, in Sif Hei, if he forgets Achenu U'micha Mocha, so then in such a case, he doesn't need to as well Zuchsov and Ubisefer Chaim Tovim. All of those added appellations don't follow those rules. What about the details of HaMelech HaKadosh and HaMelech HaMishpat? Says the Mechaber in Tov Kuf Pei Beis. What happens if one members before one has concluded Shemona Esrei? The halacha is as follows. The Mechaber writes in Sif Aleph of that simin, that when it comes to HaMelech HaKadosh, because HaMelech HaKadosh are part of the first three brachos, and the first three brachos is considered one unit and one group, hence, if one remembers saying Atachonein Fo'enu, that one has forgotten HaMelech HaKadosh, then in such a case, he needs to repeat Shemona Esrei. In other words, he goes and he starts again. Continues the Mechaber in Tav Kuf Pei Beis Aleph, V'imhu b'hamelech hamishpat, if the error was that he did not say hamelech hamishpat, he said melech oiv tzedakah mishpat during Aseret Yemei Teshuva, im nizkar kodem sha'akar raglov, if he remembers before he has taken back his steps, so then choza lebirkas hashiva, then he goes back to the bracha hashiva shavtenu, but if he had forgotten and concluded Shemona Esrei, so then in such a case he has to repeat Shemona Esrei. The above was said according to the Mechaber. However, the Mishnah Berurah in Semin Tav Kuf Pei Beis, Siv Tes points out that the Ramah in Simin Kuf Yud Ches says that one could rely, even if one forgot to say HaMelech HaMishpat, one could rely on the fact that the word Melech is used in Melech Ohev Tzedakah Mishpat. Hence, for Ashkenazim, if a person made the mistake and did not say the bracha as some used to say, Hakel Ohev Tzedakah Mishpat, but says it the way most Ashkenazim do, and that is Melech Ohev Tzedakah Mishpat, in such a case, for Ashkenazim, they do not repeat. Rav Neiman Sal adds in his Ha'aretz and B'Yitzchak Yikare that maybe if such a thing happens, a person should add the bracha of Havinenu within Shomea Tfila, and this way, B'Yotze, a repeat of Shmona Esrei, even according to the opinion of the Mechaber, and in Havinenu, one could be Yotze as if one repeated the Shmona Esrei. Finally, of course, after we discussed all of the nuances of tefillah, let's keep in mind that the essence of tefillah towards Aseres Yimei Tshuva is the sense of feeling, of not only showing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech, which is the halachic obligation through the words HaMelech HaKadosh and HaMelech HaMishpat, but for us to have that sense of relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There is a beautiful story, a legend. My friend Rav Tani Kohn pointed out that this legend that's attributed to Baal Shem Tov, there is a similar text in the Svarim of Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, and that is the way the Chassidim say it, is that the Baal Shem Tov was davening with great sadness in Yom HaKippur. It was clear to Chassidim that there was a terrible din in Shemayim, and the Baal Shem Tov was crying, his Chassidim were crying, they sensed something awful was in the it was going on in the heavens. Then towards Ne'ilat time, the Baal Shem Tov stopped. He was quiet for 10 minutes, and then he started with a tremendous joy. After Yom HaKippurim, the Chassidim saw that the terrible Gzar Din had been torn up, and they asked him, Rebbe, what changed? The Rebbe said, you didn't notice? There was a peasant boy that had come out in the back of the shul, and he said, what, prayer of a simpleton. He said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he was a poor Yasam boy. He had to go earn a living when he was already quite young. He had only learned Aleph Beis and a few vowels, and he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I never learned how to daven. Please take my tefillos and put them together. Kamatz Aleph Ob, Kamatz Beis Ba. And that's what he did at that time towards Nila. And the Baal Shem said, our Hechera Kavanis that we've worked on ourselves were nothing compared to the Dveikus of this peasant boy, his closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the Siyata Dishmaya that we should not only be Mekayim to sit the appropriate halachos of HaMelech HaKadosh, but to feel both the Malchus and the Kedusha.